Well, hey there. Welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. On the podcast today, Cindy Andrews Looper. She's going to be speaking with us about our spiritual lives. I think you're going to find this show interesting. You want to be sure and tell anybody that could benefit from the show. It's Cindy Andrews Looper. Right after this, I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Hey man, drop me some mail. Let me know how you're doing, all right? You can always catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com, mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Cindy Andrews Looper has been a pastor at a church in Nashville, Tennessee, the founder of Holy Trinity Community. She was senior pastor there until just recently, and she also has a business called Ignite Your Soul Now. Cindy Andrews Looper and I chatted on the phone about our spiritual lives, and I began by asking Cindy what it was that was her primary message.
You know, the message that I have today is reminding people of what our souls have never forgotten, and that is that we are first and foremost spiritual beings. We are not a body, but we're spiritual beings. And the physical world in which we live, we get so consumed by this.
Cindy, I was going to ask you about that. You write about that and you speak about it. We're drawn to the physical more than we are the spiritual as human beings, I guess. Why is that, and why is it bad?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
We're drawn to the, as you state, to the physical more than we are to the spiritual, and I'm curious as to why you think that is, and why is it bad?
Well, we're drawn to it because it is physical. We see it, we touch it, and. The physical realm is this unseen spiritual realm. We can't see it. And we have to be intentional about attuning ourselves to the unseen spiritual realm, which is where reality is. So this physical realm in which we live is in many ways, I think it's like an illusion. When you study, some of the laws of vibrational frequency, the thing that we know is everything in our physical world is energy. Okay? And everything is vibrating at different vibrational frequencies. In this physical world, the physical is vibrating at a low vibrational frequency, and that's why it appears to us as solid. That's why we can see it and touch it and that kind of thing. But everything is energy. When we begin to understand that and begin to understand that the unseen realm, and that we are first and foremost spiritual beings, and we begin to connect with this infinite and universal God in that unseen realm, that's where our hope comes from. That's where our power comes from. Mm-hmm. The ability to then live in this physical world, live in it but not of it, becomes a reality. When we live in Christ, we live in that unseen world. When we live and move and breathe and have our being in Christ, it is having our being in that unseen world. It is remembering what our souls have never forgotten, that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. But we get that so turned around. And again, we get it turned around because the physical is, you know, we can see it, we can touch it, we, you know, we're manipulated by it, we can manipulate it. And so we get very engaged in, you know, in the systems of the physical world and get absolutely consumed by them, and they will just overrun us. Mm-hmm. You know, and my experience and observation is when we forget that we are first and foremost spiritual beings, what begins to happen to us, because it is a heaviness that begins to weigh on us, and there's anxiety, there's fear, there's shame, there's anger, and that is the result of forgetting who we really are. Mm-hmm. When we begin to remember who we really are, you know, and engage that unseen spiritual realm and commune with the infinite God, what that brings about, the results, the fruit of that is peace and hope and love, mm-hmm. you know, and contentment and grace and all the wonderful things that is life-giving to us as spiritual beings.
Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting. And so you also talk about, as part of our reality, that it starts in our thought life. I believe that's what you were saying. And so what are we doing wrong in our thought life that is leading us down the wrong path? Talk to us about that.
Well, I think when we engage in the physical realm, we get caught up in the systems of the physical realm, and we begin to live our lives based on how success is defined in the physical realm.
Now, are you talking about materialism, or are you talking about something different?
That's a piece of it. Materialism, power, success, all of that.
Mm-hmm. But back to our thought life.
What now?
Back to our thought life. What is it that we're doing wrong in our thought life?
Well, what happens is when we engage in that system, that you know, the how the physical realm defines success and other things like that, which is, you know, we have to have more and do more and all that, our thoughts are consumed by that. Mm-hmm. You know, how right. can we do this? How can we do that? And then the other piece is, you know, we are not equipped to live in this physical realm on our own. We weren't created to do that. And so we get, like, overwhelmed and consumed. And so we're on this emotional fluctuation, mm-hmm. because we're striving based on these systems that the physical realm has. We're striving to be, quote unquote, successful and have, you know, be everything that the physical realm says we're supposed to be. And what happens in that whole striving, I mean, our thoughts, we become obsessed by it. Like, you know, who do we need to know? You know, what do we need to do next? And all that. And so what happens in the midst of that, because thoughts affect our emotions. And so in that mix, we begin to have this overwhelming anxiety. And when it feels like success is just out of our reach, fear rises up. And, mm-hmm. and again, our thoughts become consumed by the physical systems and how they're in place and how they work and how we're supposed to work them and all those kinds of things. So it you know, becomes this, like, crazy mind, you know, obsessive kind of thing where we're just so consumed. And in the physical realm, we constantly compare ourselves to each other, because that's part of what the physical realm, that's part of the system of the physical realm, of
Cindy, let me cut you off there, Cindy. This is very interesting stuff. We are going to have to take a quick break. Back with Cindy Andrews Looper right after this. By the way, people still call you Pastor Sid?
They used to call me Pastor Cindy at Holy Trinity, and in this new chapter, I'm going by Pastor Sid.
Good. Okay. We'll be back with Pastor Sid right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, y'all, got a lot of good shows coming up in the next few months. A lot of guests already booked and even interviewed. And I want you to remember that you can participate in that process if you just drop me a line and let me know any suggestions you might have, suggestions for a guest, suggestions for a show topic. We're talking about the reintegration of ex-offenders on this podcast. Let me know what I can do to make it better. You can always catch me at MathersRodney@yahoo.com. That's MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Send me your ideas. Welcome back. We're talking with Cindy Andrews Looper, better known as Pastor Sid. Cindy, what are some of the eternal truths that you write about? Tell us about those.
Well, some of the eternal truths are that, number one, that we are infinite spiritual beings. Infinite. Infinite from the past. Before we were born, we were infinite with God. You know, and we will live eternally when we, you know, are released from this physical body. We will live eternally. That is a truth.
Okay. Another one?
Yeah. But again, we forget that. We live in this finite space, physical space, and we forget that we are infinite. So that would be one thing.
Okay.
When we begin to engage the spiritual realm, the truth of the spiritual realm, we begin to commune with God, our Creator, and we begin to see God for who God is, the lover, the Creator. We see and experience God and all that God is, which is love, abundant love. And when we begin to see God in that way, we're no longer defining ourselves within the physical realm. We're defining ourselves in the spiritual realm. We see God as this abundant lover of our spiritual souls. And then we begin to see ourselves as the beloved.
Excellent.
The love.
Cindy, this is all excellent information. We're running up close to having to end this. I know you have two books coming out. If you could just name the books real quick, and then we'll put up a link to where they could find them once they're released.
Tell us about
the books real super quick. You got about 30 seconds.
Sure, the first one is basically my life story, from fundamentalism to a faith defined by love alone.
Okay.
And the title is Two Pews from Crazy, my insane journey from fundamentalist Christianity to a faith of love alone. And the second book, I don't really have a title yet, but basically I am taking the universal laws and paralleling them with the teachings of Jesus, Life on the Vine from John 15, and the Great Commandment from Mark about what is the greatest, law, which is love. Anyway, paralleling those just to help folks understand that these laws, these universal laws, the laws of attraction, they are something that Jesus was aware of clearly. He didn't feel the need to say, now this was the law of attraction. But anyway, paralleling those so we can better understand the unseen realm and how to engage the unseen realm in a deeper way.
Excellent information. Cindy, I wish we had more time. It's Cindy Andrews Looper, Pastor Sid. Thank you much for being here today.
Thank you.
And we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Love to hear from you. Mathers Rodney at yahoo.com. MathersRodney at yahoo.com. And we've come to the end of another show. I want to thank my special guest today, Cindy Andrews Looper. And I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.